Welcome back to Let's Talk Guthrie County. I'm James Martins. This week is National FFA Week, and I sat down with two students from West Central Valley and a teacher from Panorama to get their thoughts on the week's activities and upcoming events. We'll begin with juniors Matt Smith and Riley Reynolds from West Central Valley.
Before we dive into this week, we had the national convention last year, I believe last November is when it was, and you both went. Tell us about each of your experiences there.
At national convention, it's a good time because you get to meet like FFA members throughout the whole United States. You get leadership opportunities, you can attend workshops. You really learn a lot from national convention. You see a lot of people. You meet a lot of people that last, like friendships that can last a lifetime.
We also went on tours of different places. We toured Fair Oaks Farm, where they had a dairy farm, pig farm, and then a crop farm. So that was interesting, and we just try and sightsee as much as we can to learn more.
And any other highlights from throughout the year up to this point that the FFA here at West Central Valley has been able to do?
November, once we got back, we had our annual jacket and degree ceremony, and we had 13 members receive their jackets, and then 9 got their green hand degree, and 13 had their chapter degree.
You guys are both juniors, so you'll have one more year after this, but you've had a couple years as well for these types of events. I know Riley, you may have shared this before, but for both of you, what's your favorite memory from being in FFA?
It's leadership. Like, I really like the leadership and all the opportunities you gain out of it. It's really a great organization. I'm glad to be a part of it.
And are you an officer here?
Yes, I'm the chapter secretary this year.
Okay, great. And Riley?
My favorite activities are, like, when we get to meet new people, like, wherever we're at, if that's convention or leadership conferences. But I like our chapter activities, too, like banquet.
What's maybe one thing that maybe you haven't got a chance to start here yet at West Central Valley that you're looking to get in, or what's an activity that maybe you guys just recently started and you definitely want to keep it going traditionally?
We hadn't done it for a couple of years, but we did mum sales, and I think that went over well, and so I think we'll continue that for a while.
And what were the funds from those sales going to? Just for your operations and
yes,
your events?
It went back to the chapter, yeah.
Something that I'd like to see continued in our chapter is our annual, like, every month we do an activity meeting, and, like, this month we are going bowling. That usually gets a lot of members turnout, so I hope we continue that in the future.
Well, that should do it here. Make sure to congratulate your local area students, including from West Central Valley and all of our other area schools, for National FFA Week. Riley, Matt, thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
And now we'll take a look at Panorama's program with Ag teacher and FFA advisor, Evan Babcock.
Those tractor restoration projects, you just finished number 50. You've been doing this program for about 11, 12 years now. And what made you guys decide to do the project, and what do you have to say about it now that it's reached number 50?
Well, you know, starting this 12 years ago, I never would have guessed that we'd do 50 of these. We started the program basically because it was a joy and a passion that I had when I was in high school. And I really saw that kids could enjoy this, and I'd like to be able to share the experience with them. But I probably would have guessed maybe a few here and there, but the kids really took off with it and really enjoyed it. And ever since then, we've averaged at least 4 a year. 1 year, I think we even had 7. So to get to 50 didn't take us very long, and we're making room so that we could probably hang 100 pictures in the hallway now.
That's incredible. What have the students' reactions been as they are completing these projects?
They will probably all tell you that they really do not enjoy the process. It gets long, it gets expensive, and there's a lot of mistakes that they learn from, that they break stuff. But all it takes is for the one day at the state fair and the smile comes back. The best part that I enjoy out of that is when I see that smile, and behind them is their parents and grandparents, aunts and uncles that have been a part of the process too from the get-go, that they get the excitement out of it too, and I think that's the most valuable part of it.
You got other things going on here with FFA other than the tractor restoration projects. You got the district convention coming up next weekend here at Panorama, and you sent a lot of students and their activities to that convention or competition. What do you want to say about that event?
You bet. We got a lot of stuff going on. Actually, right now, this week is National FFA Week, so we've been gearing up for that as well as our district convention. So this week we've got student competitions going on with Ag Olympics. We've got a community breakfast that we do, a homemade meal for everybody that wants to come in. We'll be hosting the district convention March 3rd. which is also contests. We've arranged for 46 judges that'll be here that day, and there'll be schools, over 30 of them from the southwest corner of Iowa. It'll be a very busy day for us, and we hope to really not only do well here as a chapter, but to be really just kind of showcase our school and what we have to offer here.
In your time here, has FFA grown at Panorama, or has it kind of been consistent? Talk about the trend, especially since in these modern days, you know, it seems like you're going away from the agricultural aspects of life and going more towards modern technology.
You know, as a whole, our chapter has grown by a little bit and progressively every year, but our numbers have stayed pretty steady for the most part. And statewide, we are actually seeing a growth in ag education programs. Every year, we've seen schools adding programs. So although we tend to think that agriculture is a pastime, it's actually one of Iowa's economic priorities. And we're seeing that in the schools, and we're putting more investment in that. And more schools are actually wanting to see this.
Now, at Panorama, in a couple of weeks, we're going to have an adult career fair here with, I'm sure, some, maybe not necessarily agricultural-based careers or jobs, but ones that require mechanical usage or knowledge of different crops, that sort of thing. How do you prepare these students to go into the workforce later on in whatever they choose to do?
What I probably focus mainly on is I am an agriculture teacher, but my main priority is maybe not necessarily the cows, sows, and plows of agriculture, but it's more of trying to teach kids how to work and be responsible and keep track of things and be able to take a project from point A to point B and have it finished. So I think those skills can be related into any career out there by just being held accountable and understanding that I need to have quality work done at a certain time.
Evan, a lot of great things going on here at Panorama FFA. Anything else you want to get out there to the listeners of Raccoon Valley Radio?
If you're available on March 3rd and you want to come see some really good, fantastic competition from southwest Iowa, our contest will start at 9 o'clock. It's open to the public. You'll see a lot of blue and gold jackets wandering around and see some really good activities.
Fabulous. Once again, that's an ag teacher here at Panorama High School, Evan Babcock, joining us. Evan, thanks so much.
Thank you.
For Let's Talk Guthrie County, I'm James Martins.